Bez Hashem, welcome everyone. We're learning Pela Yoitz in Shema 205 on a new topic, the topic of Bikurim. Bikurim are the fruits that you bring to Yerushalayim and eat in Yerushalayim, or you take the money, the value of them, and you buy fruits in Yerushalayim with that money. That's what Bikurim is. However, there's a lesson that can be learned from the mitzvah of Bikurim that the Pela Yoitz is teaching us now. Bikurim hi mitzvah achas mitayeg mitzvahs shoyso neheges bezman shabeis hamidosh kayim. Number one, the basic understanding of Bikurim from the word Bechor, the first one, is a mitzvah of the tayeg mitzvahs, one of the 613 mitzvahs, which is applicable at the time the Beis HaMikdash existed. Mitzvah Hashem, that should be applicable from here to Yameinu. V'yesh dugmos b'zman hazeh. However, the Pela Yoitz says there is a similar appreciation to the mitzvah Bikurim even in our generation. Shari Amru, the Gemara in Ksuvos Daf Kuf Hei Amud Beis tells us, kol ha-makriv doyroin l'tamid chacham. Whoever gives a gift to a Talmud Chacham is kilu hikriv bikurim. It's as if he was makriv bikurim. It's as if he brought bikurim. You hear what's going on? A person gives a gift to a Talmud Chacham. It's as like he brought bikurim to Hashem, says the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Kofemet Beis. Kvar kasavnu b'mokam acher, says the Pela Yoitz, we already wrote in a different place, sha'asher yoimar, person whose heart is in pain because he cannot fulfill the mitzvahs of the Beis HaMikdash in this generation, he should know there are ways to fulfill them in a similar way. Dugmasam. Something that mirrors the mitzvah. What is this? Bevzois yivada im kedem hadvarim kasha yikayem ha-mitzvah shehen dugmoson. Vashe bekoichoy lasos yase. Do the mitzvah that's similar to the mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us. Learn the lesson. V'roi li'ish v'isha asher nodav libam. It's appropriate for a man and a lady who's Nodav Libam, this is the similar lashon we have by giving to the Mishkan, whose hearts are hearts that want to give. And they have this benevolence and this feeling to want to give to Hashem. So how do you give to Hashem? V'ish asher nodav libam lasos nachas ruach liyoytzum. And they want to do nachas ruach to Hashem. As if to say, give nachas to Hashem. L'hafrish reishis bikuri kol asher beveisam asher koinim dogum tirush v'yitzar. So he says, you know what they should do? The first of their fruits, if you will, of their grain, their wine, their oils, the chol mili debeisa, and anything they buy, shekoinim, yafrishu tchilo chilkom l'Hashem, they should first give chelek to Hashem. V'itnu la'almei toiro ilaniyim b'nei toivim. Explains the Pela Yoitz, you want to give nachas to Hashem. What can you give to Hashem? You can't give anything to Hashem. You can't give anything to Hashem. Tells the Pelas, you can. You give gifts to whatever you can. And in this generation, it really doesn't mean you go over and give a pile of grain to a Talmud Chacham. That doesn't cut it. What's he going to do with a pile of grain? Right? What he says he could do is you give them the money. Give them the way, the means. That is giving nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or give it to the aniyim. V'yadua ki gdoilo mailas atztaka b'noisnei mila debesa de mekar v'han yosan. And he says, he's talking about a case of giving not just the raw product, but the finished product, the actual food itself, because then you can derive benefit from it even faster. Let's just review his main point of this first paragraph of Bikurim. Bikurim is a mitzvah of the Tayag mitzvahs, one of the 613 mitzvahs. One of the 613 mitzvahs. When the Beis HaMikdash is around, we can do the mitzvah. So he says, how do you fulfill something like this today? How do you feel? Imagine someone say you want to give Bikurim to Hashem. There's a Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, you'd run with all your might. Says the Pelioids, you can do it. You can do it today also. How do you do it today? Give to Tamid Chachamim. I just want to elaborate with another point to clarify this message from the Pelioids. The Gemara says also in Ksubis, Kufyot Aleph, that you should cling to Hashem. Famous Gemara. So how do you cling to Hashem? Gemara says, Kosh Baruch is Eish Oichla. Hashem is fire, consuming fire. It wasn't me to cling to Hashem. And Gemara says, cling to what Hashem wants. You cling to Tamidei Chachamim. By definition of the person who is a Talmud Chacham, means he's spending his time in the Ruchnius. He's not spending his time out in the fields or in the business world and making the money that he needs for this world. So the Gemara tells us, if you're Mahane Talmud Chacham in the Chosov, if you give a Talmud Chacham from your property, from your things, it's like you're clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want to know what this means in a practical sense? Imagine the person's in real estate. Now, we've said this in the past. Imagine a person in real estate. And he's got hundreds of units. It's a big macher in real estate. Some people have thousands of units. Thousands of units. He calls up the Talmud Chacham. He says, I would like to donate the proceeds, the profit, that come from these 10 units to your institution, to your yeshiva. I'd like to donate. I'm going to manage them. But these 10 are yours. All you have to do is receive the check. So the person on the other line says, can I repeat what I just heard? Did I hear this correctly? Why would you want to do something like that? Well, I want to cling to Hashem. How am I supposed to cling to Hashem? The Gemara says, you give it to a Talmud Chacham, you give it to Torah. You mahanim in the chosef. So Baruch Hashem gave me thousands of units of apartments. So I'm going to give you 10. I want to give him 10. I want to give him 30. I want to give him 50. Could you imagine this? This is exactly what the Pelioids is teaching us over here. Of giving Bikurim. Giving nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those who have the yechiyos to do so, they can do so. I want to conclude with a short story. There is a bacher that comes over to me once. And he shakes my hand. And you know, he puts his hand out. And in his hand, he puts something from his hand to my hand. And he says to me, it's not a lot, but I want to give it to you for first Seder. And I looked what's going on over here. And I see he's putting $10 in my hand. I said, what's this about? He said, I value what you do with the first Seder Beis Medrash so much, I want to give this to first Seder. I'm telling you, it's brought tears to my eyes. Now, I am not a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I don't know what Hashem is thinking. But I can only tell you what I think. Then Hashem's eyes, from what we learn from different Svarim, that $10 was like $10 million. The Bacher, he's a Bacher. His parents give him some money. How does a Bacher get money? Maybe he tutors a little here. Maybe he does a little job here and there. But for the most part, the Bacher doesn't see it. Where's he getting money from? And he takes $10 from his wallet and he gives it to support Torah.
But he's involved.
Please. It is an unbelievable message that we can learn, whether it's $10 that the person has, he's doing to support Torah. He's mahane the Talmud Chacham. He's giving nachas to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. If a person has, some people, $10 by them, it's $10,000, it's the same difference. Some people, $100,000. Some people, $1 million, is the same value to the average person, $10. Uh-huh. Some people, it's hard to imagine, but there are people like this. There are. I don't really know them, but they are out there. This is the message that Pel Yoetz is teaching us. We should all be zoich, whether we were like this bachar who has the $10 to give, $10,000. Let's bring nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by supporting, by giving the bikurim, kivyochol, as if to say, to the Talmud Chacham and to the Aniyim.